Welcome to Business Works. This is Hal Alpiar. We're returning today with the final segment in our three-part interview with our very special guest, creative entrepreneur Valerie Connolly. If you have entrepreneurial instincts or interests, if you own or run a business, even a one-person business or a professional practice, Valerie's story will inspire you. I'm sure it will. We're going to ask her today to talk about the film, her original musical film that is in pre-production. And if you missed the first two shows of this three-part interview, we urge you to go back to www.newstalk941.com/podcasts, scroll down to Business Works, and hear the wonderful story of this entrepreneur straight from the beginning and put it together with today's session. So, Valerie, welcome back, and we'd love to have you share a little bit with the listeners about your movie and what it is that you're doing here and why is it different.
Okay. The name of the movie is Love Is dot, dot, dot. Everybody has the idea that they know the answer to that. Love is this, love is that, love is this. There's so many answers that every human being on the planet has their own. This movie doesn't explain that answer, but it's about that answer and how these people found their answers. Now, what's this movie about? In the film industry, you have to have a thing called a log line, and a log line is a short sentence that explains in very brief terms what the movie's about. So, Love is about a deceased woman who returns from the afterlife to help her family by using her newly acquired magical special skills to influence and guide them to take the risks that they have to take to be able to love again. Now, there's a lot there that you aren't hearing. And the question always seems to me to be, how do you explain a very full storyline in one sentence? Well, this woman is on leave to visit family. Being on leave from the afterlife is not something that we hear about frequently in church or in other places, but we have a sense that there is something out there. And we all have our own idea of what that is, whether it was formed as a child or not. Well, Allison, who is the mother of Danny and the husband and the wife of Daniel, she dies in a car crash in the first 3 minutes of the movie. Sounds sad, but it isn't. She ends up in the afterlife, and we watch her as she is restored. She meets Ethel, her spirit guide, who's been with her all of her life, but who was the voice of the GPS in the car. I won't go any further than saying that about Ethel, but she is a stitch. And if you want to know who I see in that role, it's Queen Latifah. So, okay.
I just want to pick right up on where you are. Why is your film going to have special value to its audience?
Well, because the people in the film, all of the characters, Allison, Ethel, all the rest of the people who inhabit the four love stories in this film. There are four love stories, and they all intertwine. They are related one way or another. So then at the end of the movie, they're all together, the people who have been populating this film. All of them start in a place of confusion, frustration, disappointment, death, and all of them have to move through many stages to get to that happiness that they've been missing. That requires them to actually decide what it is that really and truly will make them happy. And Allison's job in coming back is to nudge them and guide them. And she's a ghost, but she doesn't have any of that ethereal stuff. It's like she's really there. She's not a hologram, but when she punches Daniel's shoulder, her hand really does go right through him. And she says to him, "Did that hurt?" And he says, No, but it really felt creepy. So even the strangest things gets a little twist of humor in this play, screenplay.
And the music tells the story or connects?
Well, the music, the music is used when the characters are moving forward in their relationships. Ah. And Allison is involved in many of those songs, not all of them. But in any case, when someone is singing, it's because they're moving forward. The dialogue itself, and this is a writer's craft thing. It works in novels, it works in screenplays, it works in plays on the stage. But when the characters are talking with each other, they're generally in a state of conflict or disagreement, or there's some kind of a hurdle they have to step over. And when they start to sing, that hurdle seems smaller. They learn that they can pass on to the next side of what they have to do.
That's an interesting thought. Yeah.
But it's constructed that way, and yet it doesn't. The songs are not constructed for that. In fact, they've been pulled from all areas of my musical life. Some of them were written directly for this film, but most of them they fit into the story. So, and they were written.
I understand you have a few hundred songs that you have.
Yes, I have a lot of songs that I've written over the years. Mm-hmm. I joined ASCAP in 1987. So I have a pretty, I'm not worried about it. You figure out how old I am. I'm very happy for you to know. And that's another thing. These characters are all mature one way or another, except for the two teenage daughters their thumbs are going to break off. You know what I mean? And, but everyone is 40-ish and older. And except for also the son, Danny, he's 26, he's a millennial. So there's a generational feel. All the generations are represented and they interact. And so I don't want to take up the whole show describing all these people, but it's a very, everyone sitting in the audience will find themselves, people they love, people they've known in this movie, in their characters.
To your point about age there, it's interesting because there's been a lot of noise lately from some research studies that show that businesses of all kinds need to take a new look at the senior market as America grows older. And I was a little skeptical when I read that, and then I'm reading, I followed up. The country, the United States, is growing older at the rate of 10,000 new 65-year-olds every day.
Go baby boomers.
10,000 new, yeah, it's become a lucrative market for a variety of businesses, according to Association of Mature American Citizens. And the Census Bureau says that millennials have surpassed baby boomers as the largest segment of the population. But older Americans, they point out, have more to spend, and they're particularly interested in seeing and experiencing stories that they can relate to. So this sounds certainly like one of those, but more than that, because it reaches into other corners of younger people. And there's no doubt about that. It is it's a banner for women in the film industry.
Allison is a woman. She brings the empowerment to all of the characters, men and women alike. And the thing about Allison is that she is selfless. She has nothing to lose, except she might end up in that box that she started out in if she's not successful. So She's a great example of what we would call, in psychological terms, selfless love. She's coming back, taking the huge risk of spending all eternity in a place that neither you nor I would want to be in, so she can help the people she loves and the people that they've come to be associated with in the 5 years it took her to learn her magical skills. 5 Earth years. So it's a very imaginative story. There's a lot of humor. There's a lot of drama. You will not feel disappointed. You'll be satiated at the end of this film. But we have to make it. And that's where the entrepreneurial part comes in. And there's a catch-22 in the film industry. To get the actors you want, you have to have money. To get the money you want, you have to have actors. So how do you do that? Well, there's a technique called attaching. And people who say they will do this film when you raise the money are attaching. And that is happening like crazy right now in Nashville. And maybe broader as we get to a point where we can reach out to the A-list folks.
It also dictates the need for the difference between what most of us have heard of movie trailers, and we've seen them and we know what they are, but a sizzle reel is a fairly new entity.
Even called a sizzle. No, yeah. that's what the industry sends to each other to communicate.
But it hasn't been around that long as a term, and it's interesting because what that is before you make the movie, you don't really have a movie to put into a trailer. So how do you give a feel for what it's about to other people is you put together.
Well, that's why the internet pieces. Exists, Hal.
Oh,
the internet exists for that.
Provides a lot of
it's called
input.
Stock footage.
Yeah.
I use some of my play, things like that. But also you try to find people who will play the roles so you can make that first.
All right, we're going to take a short break here. Stay with us. Don't go away because we want to hear from here. We want to hear what the steps are that got you here and how to put that together, where things are at the moment and where they're going. Don't go away. Welcome back to Business Works. This is Hal Alpiar along with Valerie Connolly talking about Valerie's new creative pre-production stage of her new movie.
And, Love is...
is the name of it. And a lot's been going on with it. And the reason Valerie's here and the reason we're talking about it is because it is serves a perfect example of real entrepreneurship and business sense with lots of other creative dimensions attached to it. And so this is the third of three-part interview, and we hope that you will check out the first two. They are, if you haven't heard them yet, so this all ties together, you can access those at www.newstalk941.com/podcasts. You just scroll down to Business Works, and you'll hear this wonderful entrepreneurship setup and story right from the beginning. So to wrap things up today and in the end of the show, I'd like to see if, Valerie, if you could share with us more about the film and where it's headed, where it is at the moment, where it's going, and why is it a film that's going to have special value to its audience?
Well, that the answer to that question is many layered. But if I look back at my life, I taught school, which helped facilitate dreams of others. I ran a publishing thing to facilitate the dreams of others. And in all of that was trying to bring them the passion of their own lives to the top. And I'm going to read here a little thing that a media strategist wrote about what it is I'm trying to do, because it answers your question very succinctly. Dedicated to helping people move toward their passions, composer, writer, and film producer Valerie Connolly is ready to increase her impact on the lives of others. Committed to using her talents to help share inspirational messages and resources that will allow people to move through their own shadow periods to more peaceful places, while creating lasting change in their own lives. Valerie's powerful songs, films, and messages are poised to impact millions.
That's a very important statement. And I just want to add that it certainly accomplishes that when we talk about it from the standpoint of business and entrepreneurship.
Well, the building of a film isn't just the creative part. It's knowing that it's the right thing for you to be doing. It's got to be your passion or you can't talk about it very well. And it gives you the fire in the belly. It gives you the coal in the engine to move forward. And in the film industry, there are a lot of people who have that. And then they run out of the steam that they're trying to create. I've been building the steam up my whole life. And so now I have quite a strong passion for this story that really encapsulates ordinary life in a truly comedic, dramatic, and musical way. It's a lot of fun, and yet it gives the message. There are very poignant moments. There are difficult moments, but there are in every musical. Think about the fact that in West Side Story, the male lead is killed. Think about in The Sound of Music, they were fighting the Nazi takeover of Austria. This is just about your own personal, I think the word shadow place is a great term. How do you overcome the things that seem to be trying to stop you and yet in fact are not? They're building you. They're strengthening you.
And we face those things with family. We face them with ourselves. We face them with our business enterprises. We face them every day in different ways. And so what I'm hearing you saying is that this film is inspirational in a sense.
It is inspirational.
It kind of gets people motivated.
Well, it shows that some people have found a response to the trouble that moves them out of it. And isn't that what we look for when we find ourselves in a tough spot and there isn't a human on earth who doesn't? So the entrepreneurial side of doing a film is you have to find the right people to be in the film, to make the film, to film the film, to score the film, to produce the film, to invest in the film, to publicize the film, to distribute the film. Look at all the people that have to be involved.
So it's not just writing a story.
No, you write a story that everybody wants to be a part of.
Oh.
And that's the key. And that's the key of any entrepreneur's product. It's something that everybody wants.
That's right.
And I would say this about Flex Tape. As hard as it is to use, it is the best stuff in the world for protecting things that are vulnerable against weather.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, that's big time now because somebody had an idea, a passion, and it was something everybody else could use. In the arts, there's always someone who likes it, and there's always someone who doesn't like it.
But it's more than being innovative. It's taking it to another place.
You have to learn. You have to be able to tell the story in a way that people see themselves in the story. And I'm sorry.
So the guy with the tape and the boat with the hole in it. And
he'll find
stuff.
A way to see himself in this story.
Yeah.
But when I watched Mary Poppins, the second version, the first version, Mary Poppins is another example of taking an idea, a person who could fix a family's problems by coming in and working with the children. It's an everyday kind of question that we face. However, most people don't fly with an umbrella that can talk to you. So it took a fanciful side and made it happen. Think about that. The message of Mary Poppins is you can overcome the problems in your lives if you just take a look at them and face them. No nonsense, Mary Poppins. So, Love is about no nonsense. Allison, the ghost who comes back, is a funny woman, but she's also no nonsense. She tells it like it is. She points them in the right direction, and she gives them a nudge to get them moving. And she's a fantastic hero because of that. And how can a ghost be a hero? Because she loved everybody she came to help. And that's really the essence of Love Is.
And if you want to know how she does that, then hang around long enough to see the movie as soon as it's made. So, basically, if you had to distill all that down to, a kind of a short statement or something, what advice could you offer to someone who's struggling with an idea or with a family or with a business or with a job or with a situation, and get them to look at taking a positive step forward without being afraid?
I would tell them it is possible. I think the first step is to become very quiet, alone, away from the bustle and hustle bustle that our lives have become. Look out the window. Watch the way the birds are searching for their food. And what do they give us every morning? The most beautiful songs.
Yep.
Which is why I've named my film company Meadowlark Film Productions.
Ah, I knew there was a reason.
And Nightingale Media, which served me very well for my book publishing, has taken a new life as Meadowlark Film Productions. And if you want to see sizzlers and all the other stuff that I've cobbled together, this is still not the film, but it gives you an idea.
How do we do that?
You go to nightingalemedia.com, and the spelling of that is a little different. It's a Germanic spelling. NightingaleMedia media.com. All one word. nightingalemedia.com.
All right.
And what you will see is now Meadowlark Film Productions, and it all pertains to that on that website. You'll be able to click and see the videos. You'll be able to click and listen to the music. You'll be able to see some of the vignettes and things we've made from table reads, and there's going to be more because we're still evolving.
That's great. The other thought, by the way, for any listeners, if you have questions about things that are said in these, particularly in these three sessions that we're having here with Valerie, or about the movie itself, don't hesitate to send an email to hal@businessworks.us and just put love is ... as your subject matter, and I'll get it right over to Valerie. And you will get an answer from me or her, depending on what your question is, or both of us. You never know. Anyway, we thank you very much for tuning in and for listening to this terrific story. Valerie, thank you very much for being here with us and sharing that.
My pleasure.
All right. So we'll see you same time, same station next week. Thank you all.